Today is Trinity Sunday, a celebration in the calendar of the church that always falls on the first Sunday after Pentecost. Trinity Sunday is itself always a bit of a challenge because the relationship within the Trinity is notoriously, even comically, difficult to pin down without veering into one heresy or another. Members of our Tuesday Bible study are familiar with a video I like to show titled St. Patrick's Bad Analogies, in which two Irish farmers keep asking St. Patrick to explain the Trinity while then pointing out all of the heresies he has made in each analogy. Scripture itself never explicitly states or defines the relationship among the three persons, commonly named as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But recognizing the inadequacy of our own human language, theologians and pastors often seek to supplement this traditional formula with other tripartite names like Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, or Author, Word, and Pen. From our prayers today, we've had Holiness, Word, and Power, Maker, Savior, and Life-Giving Lover, Presence, Life, Fire, Eternal Now, Risen One, and Flame of Love. Maggie Mason likes to refer to the first person of the Trinity as the Administrator, and so in Bible study this week, I suggested we expand on this and find other names for the other two persons of the Trinity that fit. I suggested we could call Jesus the Communicator, building off of that first sentence of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." For the Holy Spirit on Tuesday, I suggested Electrician, for its links to light and fire. Nan pointed out that also, too, powers fans, providing movement of air and breath and wind, which has another biblical connection to the Spirit. I feel like Electrician isn't quite right, though, so as the week progressed, I wanted to suggest a new job title, one that might be familiar to some from social media, Influencer. Though the Holy Spirit is not solely limited to Instagram. As a test of these updated names for the Trinity, I invite us to reimagine the beginning of today's Genesis reading, inserting these new names as appropriate. I have left God where I think all three persons of the Trinity are acting together. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while the Influencer swept over the face of the waters. Then the Communicator said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God saw that the light was good, and the Administrator separated the light from the darkness. The Communicator called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning. The first day. Okay, yes, that may need to be workshopped a little more. It does, though, serve to highlight the presence of all three persons of the Trinity there at the very beginning. This can sometimes be hard to see. While some translations jump straight into the Spirit in that third clause, our own NRSV opts for a little less specific, saying, "A wind from God swept over the face of the waters." In Hebrew, the word ruach does triple duty and can be translated as spirit, as wind, and also as breath. The Greek of the New Testament has the same issue with pneuma, which can be translated as spirit, but also as air or breath, and it serves as the root of the English words pneumatic or pneumonia. It's important, though, that we establish the three persons of the Trinity working together in these very first moments of creation, because it gives context to another well-known line from this passage. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." The text itself offers no explicit definition of what is meant by this. What is the image of God? What is God's likeness? But if we understand the three persons of the Trinity as working collectively and collaboratively from the very first moments, we can see that our image, according to our likeness, means in community. It means let us make humanity to work together in cooperation and with collaboration, just as the persons of the Trinity were working in the very beginning. It means that we were made for community. It means that we were made for each other. This means we all need to work together. And some of you know that this is a challenge for me. I have my control issues. I will sometimes weigh whether asking for help is worth it, thinking it will take me this much time to do it myself, and it will take this much time to explain to someone else how to do it, and I usually choose to go with the first. That means at times I have denied the image of God in others because I have denied other people the opportunity to participate in the life and work of the church, in the joys and celebrations and sorrows as well of my own life. I spoke last week about recognizing the gifts of the Spirit in ourselves and in others. We need to seek not only to invite each other to share, to look, to recognize the gifts of the Spirit and other people, but to actively make space for those to be used and valued. I need to do better about allowing other people to participate, about sharing more fully. Because when we are denying other people a place, when we are denying other people the opportunity to serve, when we are denying other people the opportunity to share in our joys and our struggles, we are denying God that opportunity. We are failing to recognize the image of God in those people, in those moments.